Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to our broadcast this morning. We hope you'll become a regular listener each Sunday morning at this time as we open the pages of God's Word. We would also invite you to check out our TV program that broadcasts right after this radio program at 8 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. on public access channel number 6 on your television, entitled Searching the Scriptures. Please give it a view. We also would like to invite you to check out our website, churchofchristatharrisburg.com. You will find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word. You will find previous radio broadcasts there. You will also find our TV broadcast can be downloaded there. There is an overview of every book in the Bible for your consideration. We have free Bible correspondence courses. We also have the ability for you to ask for a home Bible study, and we'd be more than happy to do that with you. We encourage you to check it out and let us know what you think. We would also invite you to our worship and study times at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. And at the end of this broadcast, you'll be given those meeting times, and we cordially invite you to any of all these services. You will always be warmly received. We've been looking at an overview of the New Testament, and we will get back to that the first of the year, and we will begin in 1 Thessalonians, and we will begin that the first Sunday in January. I'd like to take this opportunity, being the last Sunday of 2014, to just make some comments and some things that we would like you to think about as we begin looking at a new year. First and foremost, we want to thank you at the Harrisburg Church of Christ for taking the time to listen to our broadcast on these Sunday mornings, and we hope that they have been interesting and edifying to you, but most of all, we hope that they have been true to God's Word. We have endeavored to the best of our ability, and me particularly, to be true and faithful to the Word of God. We believe that that is the only thing that can lead us to a relationship with God that will be pleasing to Him. In John chapter 6 and verse 63, we are told that His words are spirit and they are life. We are also told that the power of God resides in the gospel, according to Romans 1, verse 16. It is the power of God to salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. We also know that for anything that we do in the realm of religion, we need to have the authority of Christ. The Bible says in Colossians 3:17, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. We know, according to James 1, verse 21, that the engrafted word is able to save the soul. We also know, according to passages like 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 and 17, that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. That means it's God-breathed. Verse 17 says that it equips us to every good work. We also know, as passages in Acts 4 and verse 12 tell us, that there is salvation in no other name, and there is no other name named under heaven given among men which they must be saved. We have tried during this year and ever since we've had this radio broadcast to be faithful and true to God's Word, to give you things to provoke your thinking. We challenge you to examine the things that we teach, challenge the things that we are saying. Open up your mind, open up the Bible, and see and check us out to make sure that what you hear is what God's Word says. We do not want you to take our opinion for anything. We want you to make sure that what we are teaching and what we are saying is true to the book. And at any time, if you find us not doing things that are according to God's Word, we will not be offended. We will count you as a dear friend if you will point that out to us so we can come to a better understanding of God's Word. During this year, we have really emphasized the need to understand the overall picture of the Bible. We have tried to the best of our ability to show you that we need to understand how the Bible is put together. A person needs to understand the distinction between the Old Testament and the New Testament. They need to understand that there are two covenants. They need to understand that we no longer live under the old covenant of the Mosaic law. And those laws do not bind us and they do not guide us today. And we cannot go to that law in order to get justification or proof text in order to practice the things that we do under the covenant that we live under, the covenant of Christ. Christ's law is contained in the New Testament. And for what we do in the realm of religion, whether we're talking about how to become a member of the body of Christ, how to organize the church, what the church should be called, what is the worship of the church, what is the work that God gave the church to do, how are the members of the body of Christ, how do they conduct their lives in the world, what type of example and influence are they to be, and how are they to conduct themselves so that they can influence people to live for Christ. All those instructions are contained in the New Testament. And we have tried to endeavor during this year to give you an overview of the entire Bible story in order to give you a better understanding of the eternal plan of God that was created before time began. That plan is called the scheme of redemption, the wonderful story of love. It showed how after man fell in the Garden of Eden, how God would bring him back together into fellowship and reconcile him again unto himself by the death of his son upon the cross. And by the shedding of the blood of Christ, man now would have a remedy for sin. And now could have a relationship that could begin on this earth and would be able to have with his Savior that would last through all eternity. We can read a brief description of that in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 23 through 28. And we see in that account that this was done once. There's not going to be another message. The message of the New Testament is God's last will and testament to man. The Holy Spirit made sure that that testament was revealed to us so we would know the mind of God, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 through 13. It is God's desire that all men would be saved, and that all men would come to repentance, and that none should perish, 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 9. The Bible also tells us in the book of Timothy, in the book of Timothy, in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 4, who desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Notice, ladies and gentlemen, a man cannot be saved without coming into the knowledge of the truth. The knowledge of the truth is essential in order for man to know what God's mind is and to know what God's will is on any particular subject in order that they might please him and be found acceptable to him. We have tried to show during this year that being a Christian is a 24/7 job. It is something that has no retirement plan. It is something that we do every day. It's a way of life, and we are to exemplify, and we are to be conforming ourselves to the image of our Savior, and we are to be have the character that we should be exemplifying to the world what it means to live for Christ. In Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, we're told not to conform ourselves to this world, but to transform ourselves. How does one do that? By the renewing of your mind, by looking in God's Word, by meditating upon it, by studying it, according to 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, that you might rightly divide it. Sadly, ladies and gentlemen, many in the religious world, and many of you that are in the listening audience today, are not rightly dividing the Word of God. I take no pleasure in saying that, and I'm not trying to be arrogant, and I'm not trying to be haughty. I'm just trying to provoke you to look and examine what you're doing spiritually. Ladies and gentlemen, your soul is at stake. You need to examine what you're being taught, what you're being instructed to do by biblical teachers that you have more confidence in than you do the Word of God itself. We tell you in our broadcast, do not take our word for it, but examine the Scriptures. See if what we teach is so. And if you find us not in abiding in the doctrine of Christ, please come out and tell us that, and we will change and we will correct anything that we teach that is not according to God's word. We don't want to be wrong. You know why? Because we don't want to be lost. We don't want to cause anyone else to be lost. We want men to be saved, just like the Lord does. But we know that salvation can only be found in the words that have been given by God. This book is the book of life. It is the book that gives us the pathway to heaven. It is the only roadmap that leads there. And there is no other book like it. And the teachings of man do not trump what the Bible says. The Bible is the last means of authority. Whatever we have tried to teach on this program, whatever we've tried to say during this whole entire year, we have tried to base it upon the biblical principles and truth that are contained in the Word of God. Why? Because that's our responsibility. That's our duty. We are to lead men in the paths of righteousness. We are to show them to the truth in order that they might learn it, that they might believe it, but most of all, that they might obey it. This is not a religious discussion of one way of many ways. Ladies and gentlemen, my program is dedicated to destroy denominationalism, to destroy the fact that all roads lead to heaven. That's a myth. That is false and is contrary to God's will. That being said, I am open to discussion at any time to discuss our differences, because differences are important when they're not based upon the truth. It is important what you believe, ladies and gentlemen. It's important what you do to be saved. Not every way that men tell you to be saved is acceptable to God. You need to know what God says about being saved. You need to know what God says about what the work of the church is. You need to know what God says about what he calls acceptable worship. And you need to know what God says about how to live a life that influences and gives examples to others to live for Christ. You need to know the answer to all those questions. And those answers can only be found within the pages of God's holy work, the Bible. We have endeavored to the best of our ability to stand firm upon the pages of God's Word, to give you the meaning and the understanding of what the Word of God teaches to be acceptable to Him. And we've tried to show you that the Bible does not contradict itself, that it is one book of pure peace and harmony and unity, because it teaches the same thing throughout all the pages. All of its authors agree. They do not disagree with each other. They don't debate each other. They all teach the same truth, because all of it came from the mind of God through the work of the Holy Spirit. All we have asked today, and what we will always ask of you, is to just open your mind and open your Bible. Check out the things that are taught to see if that's what God's Word says. Ladies and gentlemen, I know if you're listening to this broadcast that you want to have a relationship with Christ. I know that you want to go to heaven when you die. And those are worthy things that we commend you for wanting to do. But ladies and gentlemen, are you absolutely sure? Are you sure that you're on the right path? There is only one way to know, and that is by an examination of your faith, comparing it with what the Word of God says. Thereby, you can know and be assured that what you're doing religiously is accepted and honored by God, because it's in accordance with His will. In closing, I want to thank you for listening to this broadcast this year, and hope you will continue to stay with us in the coming years. And again, we want to wish everybody in our listening audience a very prosperous 2015, and remember to give God thanks for the blessings of your life and for all that He's done for you and continues to do for you. And never forget He loves you, and He wants you to be with Him for all eternity. But those messages can only be found in the pages of God's book, the Bible.